Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Chukat. A very exciting parasha this week. Starts with the red heifer, goes into the death of Miriam and Aaron, and then the big sin of Moses. He's being asked to bring water and provide water to the complaining people of Israel. Go and talk to the stone. Go talk to the rock. He doesn't talk. He hits the rock. Not once, twice. God takes it very seriously, and in that spot decides that Moses, Moshe, will not enter the land of Israel. This is the parasha, and I want to start in the beginning with the red heifer and ask a question and maybe tell you something, share with you something that happens to me quite often. You know, I travel the world and I give a lot of talks in different places. And if I need to mark the number one questions regarding Israel is this. Many people heard of the red heifers that are right now in Shiloh. There was a big movement and many people organized it, came from Texas. And there's red heifer right now in Shiloh in Israel. And the biggest question I'm being asked is, why are you not using them? What do you think about it? What's going to be the next step? Hold these questions in your mind. We'll get it in the end, and now we'll start the story of the sin of Moses. The sin of Moses, of the sin of the water, there's a different ways to look at it. Actually, there's so many ways that I wrote myself a list. I'll give you a couple of explanations that our commentaries explain what was the sin of Moses. We'll start there, and then we'll talk about why then the punishment will be not to enter the land of Israel. Is it not a rush? Hard, difficult punishment. So a couple of answers. Some people talk about the fact that he was very angry. He was maybe shouted, Shimun Amorim, listen, you rebellion. He took it in a very personal way and he was almost attacking the people. Very angry. Why are you angry, Moses? We're expecting more out of you. Other commentaries say that's not the issue. Because God asked him, why didn't you sacrifice me? Like, why didn't you save me and make it a big miracle by only asking for water? When you hit the rock, you made it less holy, less miraculous. There's more explanation that says that, you know, we expect from you, Moses, after all the miracles that you saw, that you know when God says something, God will provide. Why are you beating the rock? Why are you hitting the rock? Just ask. We're expecting you to know that miracles will happen. Some people talk about the very fact that after the sin, he says, are you want us to give you water from this stone? And he refers to himself. It's not about you, Moses. It's God giving water. When he says, from this water, you're going to give us water, he almost took it on his responsibility. And we're expecting more out of Moses. And I think that the biggest criticism that Moses gives is from our beloved Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch. You know, is one of my favorite commentaries. And he explained this. To understand what happened and what was the big deal, so-called, is to need to understand this. In the beginning of the portion, we read about the red heifer. And we forget to see, only by the commentaries and all the sages say, that we just jumped 38 years. The sin of last weeks happened where after the spies and Hashem said, you're going to stay in the desert all those years and you're going to die. And now we're jumping into the last year, a year and a half before they're entering the land. How do we know that? Because Miriam is dying. Aaron is dying. We see this generation ending. So after so many years, Rav Hirsch explains this. You know why was he so devastated? You know why Moses acted the way he acted? Because he was really angry about himself. He was disappointed. After everything I did, all the education, everything I've done, in front of the people, what I try to give them, to show them the truth, they still don't believe in me. They still don't believe in God. And this was not something that he was about the people, you know, about reflecting his education, his perspective, his leadership. And this frustration took him to this wrong path of criticizing himself and without taking it on his people. I think it's happens to a lot of parents, right? Most of the time when we take it so seriously and we are angry, it's because we are a bit angry about ourselves. So that's how Rav Hirsch looked at the sin. And if that's the case, let's now jump to the second question and ask, why Israel? Why the punishment will be not to go into Israel? And I think the answer is a combination of all the answers that we gave that teaches something very crucial for Moses and for us. We've been talking about it in the last weeks, and we talked about it when we talked about the sin of Miriam, we talked about it about the spies, and we talked about it when Korach questioned about Moshe. The one word we want to use is emunah, believe. Rav Nachman from Breslov explains this paragraph and says as follows: the biggest sign of a believer is living in Israel. We know and we see it with our eyes how difficult and how questionable is it to live in Israel. In Israel, we live in a situation that we see God's presence in front of our eyes. But a lot of the times, we see many challenges. If a person doesn't have a strong belief system, core belief, belief that doesn't change because one single thing doesn't work, you won't make it in the land of Israel. You know what happened to Moses? Moses just proved, and of course we're not judging him, we are just midgets in front of this giant person. He stood in front of God in all those years, but still deep down there was something lacking in his belief. Because if something wasn't lacking in his belief, he wouldn't be so angry. This is what Maimonides says. He says, really, what does it mean to be angry? When things doesn't work your way. If you think that you're in control, if you think that you need to have things going on your way, this is showing that you don't really believe God's system. If you have true, real belief in God, whatever happens to you, bad, good, it's all from Him. Why would you take it seriously? Why would you take it personally? If somebody has a core belief and a strong belief, he shouldn't get so upset from anything that happens around him. After so many years in the desert, after seeing God's existence in the world, you look at the situation and you see Moses upset. And God tells him, this is not what we need in the land of Israel. The land of Israel are going to have many challenges. And you need to have a strong belief system to be in the level of acceptance, of knowing that whatever happens, happens for the best. And if it's not for the best, it's because God wanted it to happen. And with that, I want to go back to the initial question and my answer. When people ask me about the red heifer in Israel, and they want to ask about the future, when will you start using it? I give them this answer, and it's always the same. Have some belief. God puts us in a very crucial situation in time. We see things happening. Don't rush things. Don't try to change the reality. When things need to happen, they will happen. God gave us heifer. God is going to bless us. God is going to give us the Messiah. God is going to bring us the temple. Everything will happen in due time. When you're rushing, when you argue, when you are upset about the timeline of things of God's redemption, you are showing lack of belief. Let's practice our belief. Let's believe and see that everything that God does in the right time, in the right place. And that's the message of the sin of Moses and the red heifer for this weekly portion for me. Shabbat Shalom.